Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We will be taking calls. I ran out of time with Dr. Horowitz on earlier. We will be taking calls in the next hour and a half, hour and 40 minutes with Dr. Russell Blaylock. In the last 20 minutes of the show or so, I'm going to get into this Van Jones thing and Obama wanting to have all the kids, quote, serve him, and he's going to enlist them. This is part of the National Compulsory Service. I'm going to go over some of that at the end of the show today. I really appreciate Dr. Russell Blaylock spending over an hour and a half with us lined up today. Dr. Russell Blaylock is a board-certified neurosurgeon, author, and lecturer. He attended the LSU School of Medicine in New Orleans and completed his general surgical internship as a neurosurgical residency at the Medical University of South Carolina at Charleston, South Carolina. During his residency, he ran the neurology program for 1 year and did a fellowship in neurosurgery after his residency. For the last 25 years, he has practiced neurosurgery, in addition to having a nutritional practice. He recently retired from both practices and devoted full time to nutritional studies and research. Dr. Blaylock has written and illustrated three books. The first book was on the subject of excitotoxins, The Taste That Kills, and it just goes on and on. He developed a lot of widely used forms of procedures in brain surgery. And you just go to his website, blaylockreport.com. That's Blaylock, B-L-A-Y-L-O-C-K, report.com. And he's here today to talk about the flu first, the chemicals they put in there to create an autoimmune response, why the government's having to admit now in rats causing neurodegenerative diseases, causing all sorts of joint problems, early onset just all sorts of problems. Dr. Blaylock's going to go over that today, but also then what's happening with the excitotoxins, what's happening with MSG, what's happening with aspartame, and why he believes this is going on. So Dr. Russell Blaylock with us today to go over this in great detail and take your phone calls. Dr. Blaylock, thanks for being here. Do we have Dr. Blaylock there? We may have lost his line. We've been having some phone systems go up and down today. So we will get the network to call him if we need to. Just give the number to Genesis and we'll do it that way. They're over there fiddling with the phone system. So this is important. I mean, this is really going on. And now we have the medical report that has been put out, internally leaked out of the CDC here in the U.S. and the British medical system in England, that it's causing these degenerative brain diseases. Dr. Blaylock, sorry, we lost you there. Right. I was bringing up, we're about to go to break, but I was bringing up these internal reports that have now been leaked saying exactly what you said years ago, that these vaccines are causing all sorts of brain disorders.
Right. Well, you know, what we're looking at now, because of the new discoveries of stealth viruses, this could be much greater than we know, because a lot of these neurological disorders are more immediate. But the stealth viruses, these hidden viruses in vaccine, could cause neurological disease decades later, which really makes it difficult to make that positive connection. And that's sort of what they depend on, is that the connection's hard to make. Went through that with the excitotoxins in food, because of the difference in the time of exposure and the appearance of the neurologic disorder. But we have much better evidence now than we had before.
Okay, we're going to go to break. Long segment coming up. I'm going to try to just sit back and have you go through not just the viruses and RNA in these vaccines, but what is the mercury doing? What is the squalene doing? Why do we see massive increases in all sorts of different diseases in the literature being associated with the vaccines? With Dr. Russell Blaylock, please stay with us.
In the New World Order's war against humanity,
Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Robert Beadle's new book, Here's What You Do, was written for anyone who wants to survive the upcoming and ongoing financial storm. Get prepared and go to hereswhatyoudo.net and buy the $6 book. He is also trying to help us by running for Congress to stop the thievery and loss of liberties. Please arm yourself with his guide and go to hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit ecolablue.com. ecolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, Dr. Russell Blaylock has just joined us for stations that just tuned in, our listeners. It's BlaylockReport.com. He is a brain surgeon, neurologist, for decades speaking out against vaccines causing degenerative diseases. I had Dr. Horowitz on earlier, whose mother was killed by this Gillian Bernay or Murray, where the body has an autoimmune response and starts eating the nerves. The media is admitting that it can kill you. The media is now having to admit that Gardasil's killing people. Dr. Blaylock, why do the vaccines attack the nerves in the body?
Well, just the vaccine itself, the trick that they're always, or the problem they're always dealing with is trying to make the body react to the agent that you want to immunize against, for instance, flu, trying to get the body to react intensely enough to give you immunity for a long period of time. Well, the whole basis of vaccination is unphysiological. Almost all the infections that enter the body go through either the nasal passages or the GI tract. Well, that's where 80% of your immune system exists, and it's designed to have the first exposure to these agents, and it's all carefully coordinated. Well, what you're doing with a vaccine, you're bypassing that, injecting it into deep muscle tissue, which is completely an abnormal entrance in the scientific literature. But in order to try to make your body react, they add what's called immune adjuvants to it. Now, these are various chemicals that cause your body to have a very intense immune reaction. Some of the only adjuvant approved in the United States is aluminum compound, primarily alum. They put that in there to make your immune system react and to cause the immune system to interact with the agent itself, for instance, measles, mumps, rubella, whatever. The problem that we have is manyfold. The aluminum not only produces an abnormal intense immune reaction that's prolonged, but the aluminum itself diffuses out into the body, including the brain, and accumulates, and it stays there for a lifetime. So each time you get a vaccination, you're getting a dose of aluminum. Now, the proof of that was done by a study in which they put a radioactive tag on the aluminum that was in a vaccine that's given to people. And they injected it and traced it to see where it would go. And they found out it disseminated all over the body, but also the brain. Well, that was a single vaccine. Today, children are getting about 40-some-odd vaccines before they start school. Well, that's at least 35, 36 vaccines with aluminum in it. So they're getting 36 times the amount of aluminum that was in that study, and all of that goes to the brain. Over a lifetime, they're talking about giving people as many as 200, 250 vaccines.
Is that why, just interrupting Dr. Blaylock, is that why I see the studies where you get a doubling or a tripling, depending on what study I look at, on people above 60 that get three or more flu shots of Alzheimer's?
Well, yeah, because not only does, for instance, the flu vaccine, not only will it contain the aluminum, it also contains a full dose of mercury. And we know that mercury and aluminum interact in the brain and produce a rather intense destructive reaction, and that the aluminum and mercury stay in the brain for decades, if not a lifetime. Very difficult to remove. And that while it's in the brain, it changes into a much more toxic form of mercury, the ionic mercury. All of this has been proven in the neuroscience literature. The problem is the people giving the vaccine, that is your family doctor, your internist, your pediatrician, they're not aware of any of this literature. They don't read these things. They just read a pamphlet that comes from the CDC or from their specialty.
Yeah, that's what's crazy is that I can be at a family event talking to somebody in my family who's a pediatrician, and I'll go, well, I read the studies put out by a major university where it increases Alzheimer's to take the vaccines, and I have this study that Gardasil's killing people, and I have this study that in all the rat species they give vaccines, they see massive increases in really debilitating arthritis, and that these chemicals that are causing the autoimmune response are burning out all these different, and they're like, well, you're not a doctor. And I'm like, I'm not a doctor. I'm saying the doctors are saying this. And they look at me like I'm crazy.
All right. Well, you know, the first thing you have to realize is that when physicians go to medical school, when I went to medical school, there was virtually no instructions on vaccines. You took a two-week immunology course. You know, they're pretty intense, but it was just 2 weeks long. And that was your exposure to immunology. Hardly had any time to learn about the intricacies of vaccines. I doubt that there's much more instruction today. You learn a lot about the mechanism of immune reaction, but you're not taught about vaccines in specific. So physicians generally don't know a lot about it, and they're not going to the scientific literature researching these things, looking at these things. And the vast majority of physicians know absolutely nothing about neuroscience. And so when you start talking about microglia being activated and excitotoxicity and immune reactions in the brain, they really don't know what you're talking about. You know, that's not their specialty.
Well, sir, I'm not a doctor, but I know if I eat a big bag of Doritos with MSG in it, I get a headache an hour later. And before I ever heard this stuff was bad, by the time I was a teenager, I started avoiding MSG. I didn't even know what MSG was. I just knew, don't eat Chinese food, don't eat Doritos.
Right. Well, you and millions of others made that observation while the physicians were denying it. And for decades, all the big journals, New England Journal of Medicine, was denying there was any such thing as the Chinese restaurant syndrome. Well, now it's proven beyond all doubt, and we know that these exposures produce certain destructions of brain connections and the exact mechanism of what it does. For decades, they denied that monosodium glutamate entered the brain. Well, now we have absolutely proved it does enter the brain and produces these changes, particularly in the young during the most intense brain formation. Well, one of the effects of repeated intense vaccination is that it activates these cells in the brain that release glutamate in high concentration, producing the same effect. But even worse, because there's an interaction of the immune reaction in the brain with the excitotoxicity, something that I coined the term immunoexcitotoxicity, which is now in the medical literature. And this is a major mechanism for most of your neurodegenerative diseases like Alzheimer's and Parkinson's and Lou Gehrig's and Guillain-Barré and all of these things that we're now hearing about. Well, the interesting thing is the number of immunologic autoimmune diseases has increased, virtually exploded. The immunologists are all in a quandary of trying to figure out why, what has happened in the last 30 years that's triggered this incredible increase in every type of autoimmune disease, particularly those affecting the brain. Well, they've toyed with environmental factors. They say, well, there must be chemicals in the air or exposure to nanoparticles of diesel fuel. Everything but the most obvious, which is vaccines. The number of vaccines in the last 30 years has increased just astronomically.
Because they can't point the finger back at, I mean, you look at these medical journals and reports, half the ads are drug ads and vaccine ads.
Exactly.
But as this is ravaging their own families, well, I mean, I know you're a brain scientist, a brain surgeon, a neurologist, but why is it linked to the diabetes in the literature? Why is it linked, I mean, conclusively from what I've seen and other medical doctors we've had on, to, you know, teenagers and young people getting really serious disorders of the joints and the arthritis? I mean, how is it doing that?
Well, it's the same autoimmune type reaction. Rather than the brain, it's attacking the cartilage in the joint, and it's attacking the beta cells in the pancreas, producing diabetes, and it's autoimmune reaction in the lungs, producing asthma. So all of these different diseases we know that are linked to these abnormal immune reactions are being connected to this immunization program, and the countries that have periodically outlawed certain vaccines, the incidence of type 1 diabetes and asthma has fallen precipitously. So we have very good circumstantial evidence of the connection to the vaccine policy. The problem is, as you say, they're advertising in all the medical journals. They contribute huge amounts of money for medical education and support of medical schools. They wine and dine residents and interns. I'm talking about pharmaceutical company makers. So there's so much financial influence and financial influence throughout the media because of their heavy advertising on all the media that you can't get this story out despite the fact you have overwhelming hard scientific evidence of this happening. It's just like vaccine contamination. That is so well demonstrated. Yet we just can't get that story out except through programs like yours, which is telling the people from the scientists and the scientific studies what we're seeing. Virtually every vaccine is contaminated. And the scary thing is contaminated with agents that can produce cancer and neurological diseases as long as 2 or 3 decades after and even be transmitted to your offspring.
All right, doctor, stay there. That's incredible information. Medical doctor literally trailblazed many of the modern medical terms being used. We'll be right back.
If you or your parents are 62 years of age or older and a homeowner, rmapply.com has a message that is vitally important for you and your family. Did you know that you may be eligible for up to $625,000 in HECM benefits? Visit rmapply.com and apply for free to see how much you are entitled to. Right now, people just like you are taking advantage of their benefits and using the money to pay off debt, purchase precious metals, stock up on storable foods, and support this show's sponsors. You may be entitled to hundreds of thousands of dollars. It's your money, and you're entitled to it. Apply for free at rmapply.com. That's the letter R, the letter M, apply.com. rmapply.com. Or call them today for a free, no-obligation evaluation to see how much you qualify for. Call 713-551-1155. That's 713-551-1155 today.
EJC.com would like to offer all listeners the Big Seed Deal. This amazing deal contains 35 different varieties of heirloom seeds that will provide you and your family healthy vegetables for years to come. These seeds contain no GMO and are not hybrids. You will receive seeds to grow tomatoes, carrots, beans, broccoli, cucumbers, peppers, onions, cabbage, lettuce, pumpkins, spinach, peas, wheatgrass, and much more. And the best part? You will receive almost 6,000 seeds that you can save and replant each season for only $79. This means that these vegetables will only cost you about one penny for each one you grow. And in this economy, saving money is always welcome, especially when it comes to our food supply. Order now and these seeds will be shipped to you absolutely free. To learn more and to place your order, visit EJC.com. That's the letter E, the letter J, seed.com. EJC.com. Order now.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Big John. Big John.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6 foot six and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip.
We're going to continue discussing what Dr. Blaylock is documenting here, what the vaccines, what the excitotoxins that are in our foods are doing, what's in our water, what the fluoride's doing, and then why he believes they're doing it. He has massive evidence about the eugenics. And I just really appreciate Dr. Blaylock spending time with us. The website is BlaylockReport.com. BlaylockReport.com, a bunch of invaluable papers and documents and articles and books available, and a special report you can sign up for. This guy's the real deal. And, you know, again, I was reading stuff he wrote 10, 15 years ago. As he was saying, is now in the major medical journals, the terms he invented. Dr. Blaylock, you were starting, and this is a short segment, long one coming up, to get into the contamination of vaccines, not just what they're putting in there that you and others have proven is very bad and causing autoimmune responses and toxicity and other problems, but what happens in the manufacturing of it, and that a lot of these vaccines are grown on fetal retinas and caterpillar eggs and all sorts of other weird stuff.
Well, yeah, you know, in order to grow a virus, you have to have living tissue. The classic tissue was monkey kidney tissue. Rhesus monkey was the beginning. And then they used the African green monkey, and now they use other type cells. But all of these cells, if they're living, they're contaminated with other organisms, and they have inserted in their DNA carcinogenic viruses. They have mycoplasma. And a number of studies in which they took just vials of vaccines used for humans found a contamination rate varying between 30% and 60% for well-recognized organisms. And you have to realize that these kidney cells are contaminated with thousands of viruses, many of which have never been identified. So unless you're looking for a specific virus, you're not going to find it. We know that some of these viruses take a long time to culture out. You have to culture for months to get this virus out. And one of the more recently recognized things is the stealth virus, which does not cannot be determined the usual detection mechanism. It takes a very complicated process to make these viruses show themselves. But the stealth viruses are being connected very strongly with cancer, neurodegenerative diseases, and a number of diseases that can come on decades after being exposed to them through the vaccine. So that the potential of serious disease associated with vaccines is just enormous. Now, they have conferences on this all the time, but most of the conferences are closed door. They don't invite the media. They never release the results of this to the media. Sometimes you'll see it in the science magazines, for instance, like Science or Nature. And one conference I read about said that they admitted that most of the vaccines were contaminated with DNA fragments and RNA fragments from viruses of various sorts. And they asked the virologist, well, do you think this is a danger to humans that you're injecting this? And they said, well, we don't really know. We hope not. But, you know, the scientific studies of DNA fragments show that they're inserted in the human genome. And so you can have a cancer-causing gene inserted into your gene that's passed on to your children.
In fact, you wrote about this. I remember interviewing you 5-6 years ago. You were talking about it. 2 days ago, the BBC admitted that these big studies show suddenly we're mutating faster and that scientists don't know why when the answer's right in front of them. And if you pass the autoimmune defenses of the mouth, the nose, and the guts and shoot stuff right into everybody, I mean, any mother knows puncture wounds are dangerous, much less injecting stuff grown on dead fetuses or dead monkeys.
Sure, and if you're injecting a mycoplasma, for instance, well, that mycoplasma is going to grow throughout the body, and it's an intracellular organism. Very, very difficult to cure a mycoplasma infection. And we know that mycoplasma is associated with cancer, a number of cancers. So to inject these contaminated viruses and mycoplasma into people is just terrifying. To me, that's one of the most terrifying aspects of these vaccines, is that they know they're contaminated with multiple agents, and they continue to vaccinate people, just like they did with SD40 with the polio virus.
Let's talk about that when we come back, Dr. Blaylock, and then also some of the other things in our food and water and the great research you've done on that, and then other areas that you think are important to get into. I also want to ask you what it was like when you awakened to this in your practice as a neurologist and as a brain surgeon. We'll be right back with Dr. Russell Blaylock.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones here to tell you about Cal Bend's soap. My staff and I just love the old-fashioned, pure, handmade soap produced by the Cal Bend's Soap Company, a family-owned and operated American company that's over 62 years old. Go to 5starsoaps.com or click on their link at InfoWars.com. They have been a longtime sponsor of ours. Cal Bend's soaps meet the highest standards of quality, purity, and value. Everyone should use their great line of products. I consistently hear from my listeners and friends how much they love the Cal Bend Pure Soap products. Check out their whole line of bath, hair, laundry, and dish soap and more at 5starsoap.com. There is nothing like these factory direct, big money saving, triple concentrated soaps anywhere. Don't take my word for it. Get a free detailed catalog by calling toll free 1-800-340-7091 or check them out online at 5starsoap.com. Again, go to 5starsoap.com and just try their products. You're going to love them. You will never use anything else again.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th, made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide. Or order the DVD at InfoWars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Back to Dr. Russell Blaylock in a moment. We are going to open the phones up. Coming up the next segment into the next hour. He'll be with us till about 40 after or so next hour, close to 2 hours. I want to get into this whole youth brigade and Obama wanting to make all the kids pledge allegiance to him, basically. And that's what they said in their press release last week. Now they're trying to spin it. So we're going to discuss that coming up. I did want to let you, the listeners, know about a few of the sponsors that make this radio show possible. Well, look at that headline. I'm looking at InfoWars.com across the room, and it says, "Governor tells citizens they must take the shot, patriotic duty." I mean, this is just getting so Orwellian, but that's coming up in a moment. I did want to tell the listeners about a new sponsor we have. You can go check it out and see the claims that they're making. It's Silver Lungs. Silver Lungs Generator is a highly cost-effective colloidal silver generator and lung delivery system that produces pure and endless colloidal silver and delivers the solution. And you can go check out, again, what they're saying at silverlungs.com. And very, very interesting. We've had a lot of medical doctors and people on saying that nothing's a cure-all, nothing's perfect, but that nano-silver is good for viruses and bacteria. And certainly a lot better than the reports we're seeing about people taking antibiotics ahead of the flu outbreak, thinking it's going to protect them all over the world, when antibiotics don't even protect you from a virus, but I guess from a secondary infection. Who knows? The point is, go find out more at silverlungs.com. silverlungs.com. Again, silverlungs.com. It's like an aerosolizer evaporator with the colloidal silver. And also, it has a great colloidal silver making kit that it comes with. One other sponsor that I want to let the listeners know about is eFoodsDirect.com. In these crazy, uncertain times, you need to have some storable foods. These things last 15, 20 years in climate control. Now, at my house, they're in the garage because I don't have room, so it lasts 10 years guaranteed. It was recently packed, non-GMO, non-hybrid. They make the stuff every month. Triple enameled cams, super high quality, great price, no MSG. eFoodsDirect.com, the letter E, foodsdirect.com. You'll never stand in a bread line if you have your own bread, or 1-800-409-5633, 1-800-409-5633, eFoodsDirect.com. Okay, going back to Dr. Blaylock. Dr. Blaylock, you got interrupted by the break. You were trying to bring up the fact that they know this is in the vaccines, the contamination, but they continue to just go along with it. And as we see all the different diseases and autoimmune problems and toxicity being generated by this, we then see a compounding with the aspartame in thousands of products, the MSG under new names, in almost everything I try to buy at the store. I mean, it's ridiculous. I know instantly when I have ingested MSG, I feel within a few minutes or nearly instantly. The fluoride they're putting in the water, can you break down the things that are in our environment? And then from your research, why this is happening?
Well, the fluoride, for instance, it's interesting that there's such compelling evidence that fluoride added to water does not reduce cavities at all. And even the American Dental Association has admitted that. So you have to ask yourself, well, if it doesn't reduce cavities, what's the purpose of it? Their flimsy excuse was, well, as the water flows over your teeth, it may topically strengthen your teeth. Well, of course, that's silly nonsense that a fourth grader would see through. So there's no justification, but we do know, and the National Research Institute did a very comprehensive study confirming what all the opponents of fluoridation have shown, and that is that fluoride is a powerful accumulative poison, meaning that it accumulates in the body and can stay there for a lifetime. It destroys bone, increases fractures, and osteoporosis. It accumulates in the brain, combines with the aluminum, produces a very neurotoxic fluoraluminum compound. All of this is known, so you're in a quandary as to, well, if it doesn't even attain its objective, that is reducing cavities, and everybody admits that, and it has all of these toxic effects. It even increases the budding of flu virus, that is the spread of flu virus in your body. What is the purpose? What are you putting it in the water for? Why does the government send its agents to little small townships that vote not to fluoridate their water? Why do they use the expense to send government agents from Washington, D.C. To pressure these people to vote it back in and use government granting to entice them to put fluoride back in the water? What's the purpose? Well, we don't have hard evidence, but we know fluoride has a definite behavioral effect on the brain. It can produce an apathy-like syndrome. It can affect the ability to think clearly. So is it a financial deal they have with the manufacturers of aluminum and the manufacturers of fertilizers to get rid of this waste product? What exactly is it? Well, you know, you can use your imagination, but we know one thing, it has absolutely nothing to do with dental health. The MSG in the food, the research now is so compelling that it affects the formation and development of the brain, that it significantly can accelerate a number of neurodegenerative diseases like Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, and ALS, and migraine headaches, and a number of things, particularly behavioral changes in children, anger, violence. It's strongly connected to depression, particularly pathologic severe depression. So now that we know all these things and our neuroscience are connected to glutamate, why is the food filled with the glutamate additive that we know can trigger these conditions, including suicide, and that there's an interaction between fluoride and glutamate? There's an interaction between fluoride, aluminum, glutamate, and vaccination, that we know if you vaccinate an animal and expose them, for instance, to mercury, aluminum, it dramatically increases the toxicity of those two elements. So with all this abundant, hard neuroscience showing these interacting toxicities, why is the so-called protectors of the public, the EPA and the FDA, not getting these agents out of our food and halting this destructive and idiotic fluoridation of water campaign? Well, they're even talking about making it a federal law that every water system in America must be fluoridated.
Exactly. Now that the American people and the people of the world are fighting back and having it removed, and they admit it doubles the chances of males, adolescent males, to get bone cancer, they just admit that. I've had the scientist that leads the EPA union on, and 90%+ of their scientists signed a letter saying, please take it out, because, and we've gotten a tour of the Austin water supply, and the people working there agreed with us. They said, yeah, we're told by the city to do this. We pay millions a year for it, and all it is the toxic waste left over from fertilizer manufacturing. They mine the limestone and then remove the chemicals they want and then leave the toxic waste, and it's over 100 chemicals they put in our water under the name fluoride. That's just a cat. So it's so insane, though, that the average person says there must be a reason for it, even though the American Dental Association now says kids shouldn't brush their teeth with fluoride toothpaste because it gives them dental fluorosis and makes the teeth shatter. My dad's a dentist. He now understands that, but people once fluoride, he'll still give it to them. But, I mean, it's just amazing that this is going on, and we know from the literature that this is part of eugenics.
Well, we know that fluoride has a powerful effect on the reproductive system of both males and females and produces infertility and reduced fertility. We know mercury does the same thing, so you're injecting children with high doses of mercury. We know that that also has a damaging effect on the reproductive organs. We know that a number of these agents that we're being exposed to affect fertility. Now, either you have to conclude, well, the government is just made up of a bunch of buffoons who choose to ignore the synergistic interaction of all these things that they're ordering into our food and water and its effect on reproduction and fertility, or they're doing it on purpose. Now, if you talk to young people, and I've talked to my sons about this, I said, I've noticed that there's just an explosion of fertility claims growing all over the country because young people are having such difficulty with the wives getting pregnant. And he said, yeah, a number of his friends have had that problem because, you know, you've either got to conclude, well, something else is in the air and the water and the food that's producing infertility for this sudden change in fertility of our young people, or possibly someone's doing this on purpose with this combination of fluoride, mercury, vaccination exposure and glutamate exposure to reduce fertility.
But I mean, Dr. Blaylock, you in the past on this show have read amazing quotes by the Rockefellers and in their own textbooks and documents where they admit they're eugenicists and wanted to create a medical tyranny to reduce the population. And then just recently, EcoScience, the textbook written by the White House science czar, John P. Holdren, about how they would implant us with devices to sterilize us, put drugs in the water to lower our libido and sterilize us, set up a planetary government to do this, eradicate the family, using the educational system as the wedge to start that. And then since then, all these other books he wrote and government textbooks have come out describing exactly what they're now doing. And I have him in congressional hearings where Jay Rockefeller says, oh, you walk on water. Oh, you're the master planner. Oh, you're the great builder. it appears that they have adopted his plan. Now, we know there were previous ones that were similar, but it's like they treat him like a rock star when he's on Letterman, when he's before committees. And it appears that his plan from 1977 in this case was adopted.
Well, yeah, and as I told you on that previous program when we were talking about the Rockefeller Foundation and Carnegie Foundation and Ford, they were spending virtually millions, hundreds of millions of dollars on population control, eugenics, and sterilization. And if you read their literature, I'm talking about some of the most powerful, influential people in society in the 1910-1920 era, it was very open, this call for controlling a population and reducing the level of the unfit and people without social utility. They were quite open about it. Well, they're not quite as open about it, but they're still writing about these things in the literature. And these are people that are very influential, writing in prestigious journals and magazines. If you look at the group of papers collected by the Hastings Center, which Ezekiel Emanuel, Dr. Ezekiel Emanuel, the health czar of Obama, his papers are calling for this very thing, that we need to let the elderly die and stop giving them health care because they're an expense to the society and they have no right to live. Well, this was a very similar thing that we heard in the 1910s and 20s being funded on a massive scale by the Rockefeller and Carnegie and Ford Foundation. And at the same time in Germany, I'm talking about in 1910, long before Hitler came along, their society was just flooded with the same literature, and so was Austria, talking about the need to control the unfit and to control.
And we know who funded that, the Rockefellers, again, with the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute,
exactly.
Almost single-handedly bankrolled it, along with Thomas Watson of IBM.
And much of their literature came from the United States. They were quoting the literature that was produced by the Rockefellers and the Carnegies. So Hitler grew up in a society that openly was discussing the need to eliminate the unfit and the people that were disabled.
That's right.
Bill.
Hitler thought the U.S. and England were going to join him. And that's why the King of England, Edward VIII at the time, was a Nazi, and Hitler was on Time magazine. And, man, he's doing a great job sterilizing and killing the retarded kids. And, my God, we need to have more of this here, and we can drug the water. And then they went underground, and now they're doing it to us. And the general public better wake up.
Well, the problem with the average person is they're not reading what these people are writing, because they're openly writing about a lot of this now, the need to regulate and control society. If you read this health care bill, and I've read all 1,017 pages and analyzed various sections of it in detail, it is designed to eliminate the unwanted people, and it conforms exactly to this Rockefeller idea that certain people are not fit to live in society and they have no right to be here, and that government should decide who has the right to live in the United States and who doesn't. I wrote a paper recently called Social Utility. Who should we let mom, grandmother, and grandpa live? Well, that I go through.
Well, that's the thing. I want you to comment on that. But Daschle wrote a book saying if you're 60, you don't get eye surgery. You don't get brain surgery.
And that's what they do in the socialized healthcare system.
But that's the thing, is they write it, Emanuel's brother says it, the bill says we're going to do what this board recommends, and then you read what the board recommends, and it's what you just said, and then they lie and say we're not doing this, just like they have bills introduced for compulsory service, and Obama wants it, and he's going to have the kids form up in front of him next week, literally with telescreens like 1984, and then now he's saying, well, what's wrong with that? I mean,
sure.
Dr. Blaylock, do you ever pinch yourself, even though you study this and expose it, that it's really happening, that these people really are in control?
Well, it's happening so rapidly. You know, as I tell people, you go back 40 years, you had a hard time getting a politician admitting he was a liberal. Well, now they proudly not only say they're liberals, but that they're far left. You know, most of the time on TV, they say from the left. Well, 40 years ago, 30 years ago, you would never hear a politician communist, that I'm a collectivist. But they're proud of it now, and what happened when we got the Obama administration is they felt, well, the people want collectivism, and therefore we can move ahead full steam.
Well, look at Van Jones saying, hey, the green jobs is to take the economy over for total redistribution of wealth. I mean, exactly. These people mean business.
That's collectivism. And it's the idea that there's a group of wise people who tell the rest of society what their duty is. And this health corps, this core of young people being drafted is exactly that. You have a duty to do what your government tells you to do and help us. You know, recruit other people into the
amazing
government
corps. Amazing. Dr. Blaylock, stay there. When we come back, I want to get it more into the Eugenics Master Plan and then take phone calls at 1-800-259-9231.
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground-up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Choose for Health, a delicious-tasting, chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard-to-digest pills, Choose for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Choose for Health, the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. Call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
It's here after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Dr. Blaylock will be with us 40 minutes in the next hour. Then I'm getting into Van Jones, how they're trying to tie him into 9/11 truth. Your call's coming up. We start the next hour in a few minutes at 1-800-259-9231, specifically on vaccines, excitotoxins, eugenics. That's a big area, but specifically for Dr. Russell Blaylock. Doctor, you said you just did a two-hour rundown program on the health care bill. You read the whole thing. I've scanned through it. We have your report, Social Utility, How Much Are Grandpa and Grandma Worth? And we've got that linked up on Infowars.com. It's also at BlaylockReport.com. Run through what's really in the bill. As a medical doctor, as a brain surgeon, as a neurologist, what this really does.
if you look through the bill, you know, one of the first things they assure everybody, you'll be able to keep your insurance if you like it. That is an absolute lie. What you're going to be faced with, and your employer's going to be faced with, is that if you keep your private insurance, there are penalties you're going to have to pay. And, of course, the people covering your insurance, it's going to behoove them in terms of finances to move you forcibly into the public option. So you will lose the high-quality coverage that you have at your business. Now, for individual insured people, they tack on so many requirements, mandates, audits, financial things that have to be met by the insurance company and the insured person that you'll no longer be able to pay your premium.
So this is a whole new bureaucracy where they fine you if you don't have insurance, and then like a new agency like the IRS come in and manage your life.
Well, not only do you pay a 2.5% excise tax for not having insurance, and on top of that, if you have higher income, say you make $250,000, $300,000 total worth, that's not your income, but total worth, then they tack on another percentage, and it can go up to as much as 8.59% tax that you're going to pay above your other taxes because you didn't take the public option. Or you just choose to get a health savings account, you're going to be punished severely for that. So you will be forcibly moved into the public option unless you're just enormously rich and resistant. The really scary thing of this deal is you read through it almost everywhere. It says things are left up to the discretion of the Secretary of HHS, Health and Human Services. So as you're reading the bill, you find that it's not actually spelled out. It says this will be determined 18 months later, or this will be determined a year later by the Secretary of HHS, coding, criteria, who will be included. All this will be determined later. So you're signing a bill in which there's very few specifics added in many of these sections.
Well, that's what's happening with the cybersecurity, where they admit it so they can take the web over. That's what the gun bills do. They have a bill that says the attorney general can ban any and all guns whenever he feels like it. They're openly setting up a dictatorship.
Oh, yeah. I mean, as you read through this bill, you become more and more frightened because, for instance, it says all physicians are in the public option, whether they want to be or not, that they have to specifically apply to remove themselves from the public option, that is being a federal doctor, and that the Department of Health and Human Services Secretary will decide the mechanism by which you're allowed to leave, which he could make it so difficult and so financially punishing. Most doctors won't leave because they're going to need doctors, and they're not going to want them to live. It says that she has control over all payments to physicians, hospitals, nursing homes. It's at her discretion. As to what they'll be paid.
And the incredible thing is most scary is I've read these sections you're talking about. When you bring them up, they just say you're a liar. It doesn't exist. Final hour, 70 seconds away. Stay with us.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.